home one evening long ago. Sat an old man and his little daughter Nell. Said the girl with Irish glee, as she played on Papa's knee, "You promised me a story you would tell. Come tell me of the past, of my mother dear," she asked. "Come tell me how she used to look," she cried. "Handsome Nell," the old man said, as he slowly bent his head. Tears were in his eyes, he then replied. "She was sweeter than the blossoms on the clover. She was fairer than the evening sunset glow. But I never will forget how much I loved her. When your mother took my name long, long ago." And in every way we tried to make our house a home of happiness. To in bright September's morn, on the day that you were born, God took her to a brighter home above. She was sweeter than the blossoms on the clover. She was fairer than the evening sunset glow. But I never will forget how much I loved her. When your mother took my name long ago, in an Irish country home, one evening long ago, said an old man to his little daughter Nell. Though the best of friends must part, she was dearer to my heart. For your mother was the only one I loved. For your mother was the only one I loved.
Just how you felt that day when you left from your home, and the ones you love most hand in hand at the door cried as you walked away all alone. "Godspeed you, darling, you take my heart with you." These words, they did strengthen his will, as Pat McNamara, with an ache in his heart, said goodbye to those County Clare hills. As the train left from Ennis with his hopes and dreams, as faith now had taken control, sitting there all alone, he clenched in his hand the suitcase he'd taken from home. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, setting out on his journey to make a new life, far away from those County Clare hills. Here now in England, setting off to find work on a train in the darkness of night, hoping soon he could send for young Bridget to come and sweet Annie, his darling young wife. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, setting out on his journey to make a new life, far away from those County Clare hills. Bound for the Midlands, the train had pulled off. Out of the window he stared. People waved to each other, but Pat felt alone with a hunger he hardly could bear. It was still dead of night at the train's destination, so he walked through the streets in the cold. Then next morning he watched men jump on a works van. Pat jumped on with the rest of the load. As I stand by your graveside, I think of your life and how things must have been long ago. I'm just honored I've met and shared some of your time. You're now up in heaven, I know. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will. Never again will he see his sweet home and those beautiful County Clare hills.
At an Irish club in London, in that far off distant land, a breathy lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band. The music left her lonesome, her tender heart stood still, when her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill. She left her home so young to roam, when she was just a child, where she played around its lovely hills with its rich fruit growing wild. The apple trees all laden down can haunt her memory still. Her heart feels sore to walk once more round dear old Barley Hill. She has everything a girl could need, a partner loyal and true. A ring upon her finger brought tears like morning dew. She'd leave it all if she hears that call, come home to Mahoratlin. She loves it still, old Barley Hill, with the dams and trees in bloom. At an Irish club in London, in that far off distant land, a breathy lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band. The music left her lonesome, her tender heart stood still, when her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill. Those words she said, I will not wed, for I wouldn't feel content, as money cannot bring the joy where my childhood days were spent. As she wiped a tear in another year, she'd return if God should will, to rest at ease neath those lovely trees that bloom round Barley Hill. At an Irish club in London, in that far off distant land, a breathy lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band. The music left her lonesome, her tender heart stood still, when her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill. When her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill.
Music. the lights of London are far behind. The thoughts of homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar places come into view. I see my home now. Soon I'll see you. We talk to the old folk for their getting on. Treat them to late nights and sing a few songs. We talk of the name.
A man of love. wonder till tragedy came by. The tears ran free. He said to me, never be afraid to cry. Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all of your hearts, and do what you do, do well. Today I still remember, just like yesterday, a mighty big man with a mighty big heart and a mighty few words to say. Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give it your love and all of your heart, and do what you do, do well. Give it your love and all of your heart, and do what you do, do well.
I can hear the bells of Dublin in this lonely waiting room, and the paper boys are singing in the rain. Not too long before they take us to the airport and the noise to get on board the transatlantic plane. We have nothing left to stay for, we have no more left to say, and there isn't any work for us to do. So farewell, me boys and girls, another bloody flight of ours. Our best asset is our best export too. It's not more the fear of famine that makes us leave this time. We're not going to join McAlpine's fusiliers. We got brains and we got vision, we got education too, and we just can't throw away these precious years. So we walk the streets of London and the streets of Baltimore, and we meet at night in several Boston bars. We're the leaders of the future, but we're far away from home, and we dream of you beneath the Irish stars. As we look to Ellis Island and the lady in the bay, and Manhattan turns to face another Sunday, we just wonder what you're doing to bring us all back home. As we look forward to another Monday, because it's not the work that scares us, we don't mind an honest job, and we know things will get better once again. So a thousand times adieu.
forever alone with an aching heart across the other ocean. To go back home just one more time to where your grandma came from. If your children share the love you feel and it fills your heart with pride, you are sentimental Irish deep inside. If you're holding on to some sweet dream instead of letting go, if thoughts are filled with memories of times long, long ago, if you love each blade of grass to green from Cork to Dunedin, you are sentimental Irish just like me.
Everybody, you're very welcome along here. First of all, my apologies for the delay. I had a lot of technical issues here to go through, but we're up here. The best of the drum on the Facebook Messenger page. That's Samantha Breslin there. Goodbye and so long to you there. As I say, folks, my apologies for the late arrival here. I had technical issues with a system and just things wasn't going according to plan, but we eventually got there. Here's Claudia Buckley this time in country, as country does. That's Claudia Buckley there, so it is in country as country does. A few hellos here now. Catherine Scott, a very good afternoon to you, Catherine. Paul Griffin in Toonbridge, Liz Maddox there. And of course, you can catch Liz on here as well on the station. Margaret Sheenan is with us there, and Tom Deneef is there too. Thank you all very much. Here's Jerry Ryan this time and the Mermaid.
A lad in a fishing town, an old man said to me, "You can spend your life, your jolly life, sailing on the sea. You can search the world for pretty girls till your eyes grow weak and dim, but don't go swimming with a mermaid, son, if you don't know how to swim. 'Cause her hair is green as seaweed and her skin is blue and pale, and I can tell you now before you start, you love just gonna love the upper part, you're not gonna like the tail." So I signed on to a whaling ship, and my very first day at sea, I seen a mermaid.
never seen before. Cause her hair is green as seaweed, and her skin is blue and pale. And I can tell you now before you start, you love that girl with all your heart. You're just gonna love the upper part, you're not gonna like the tail. She pulled me in, down to her seaweed bed, and a pillow made of tortoise shell she placed beneath my head. She fed me shrimps and caviar upon a silver dish. From her head to her waist she was just my taste, but the rest of her was a fish. Her hair was green as seaweed, and her skin was blue and pale, and her face, it was a work of art. I loved that girl with all my heart. I only loved the upper part, I did not like the tail. Then one day she swam away, and I sank to the clams and the whales. I missed her fins and her seaweed hair, the silvery shine of her scales. Until her sister, she swam by and set my heart awhirl. But the bottom part was a girl. And her toes are pink and rosy, and her knees are smooth and pale, and her legs, they are a work of art. I love that girl with all my heart. I don't give a damn about the upper part, and that's how I end my tale.
There you go there. That's Jerry Guthrie there that time there. And the mermaid there. Going to give you a bit of American country this time. This is Vince Gill here, along with Paul Franklin, and their version of The Fighting Side of Me.
Things ought to be. I don't mind switching sides.
go, Russ Van Skill there, along with Paul Franklin. And they're walking on the fighting side of me. Hello, good afternoon, Mary B. Sharkey. And to Edith Russell there. I hope you're both keeping well there, ladies, and things are good in your end. Here's Seamus Moore, and the crack is back.
When you called me up, said, come on down to the pub. There's a band coming in and there's a crowd about. That lassie will be there who you're mad about. Ah, but no, I was set for a quiet night in cup of tea by the fire, watching Tommy cheering in. God, if I had known what wouldn't be allowed, what I wouldn't do for a candy and a crowd. Hold tight, hold steady, get yourself ready. Make a party plan. The guitar and drums and the dancing and the fun and the crack is back again. Oh, the crack is back again, boys. The crack is back again. Hold tight, hold steady now. Get yourself ready for the crack is back again. Facial mass will shortly be a modern social history. Meet, shake hands and realize you don't have to sanitize. A Ryanair flight to Paris, France. An overnight at a match or a dance. Breathe fresh air, kiss a stranger. Corona's a beer, there's no danger. Hold tight, hold steady now, get yourself ready. Make a party plan. The guitar and the drums and the dancing and the fun and the crack is back again, oh. The crack is back again, boys. The crack is back again. Hold tight, hold steady now. Get yourself ready for the crack is back again. When lockdown life was getting you low, Netflix binges making you slow. Social distance felt so strange. Waiting for the world to rearrange. Okay, hold steady, no, get yourself ready. Make a party plan. Guitar and drums and the dancing and the fun. And the crack is back again. The crack is back again, boys. The crack is back again. Okay, hold steady, no, get yourself ready. For the crack is back again. The crack is back again, boys. The crack is back again. Okay, hold steady, no, get yourself ready. For the crack is back again. The crack is back again, boys. The crack is back again. Hold tight, hold steady now. Get yourself ready. The crack is back again.
There you go there. The crack is back again. That Seamus Moore there. So it is. And great number there. Oh, hello, John Lawler. John Lawler's tuned in over there in London at the Royal Hospital. And John will be with you here on Sunday, St. Patrick's Day. John will be with you as well. Is it 1-3, John, you're on, or is it 3-5? I know it's some one of the two anyway, but John Lawler will be with you folks, playing you the best in Irish and country on St. Patrick's Day. Here is Dermot O'Hara and Lone Star State of Mind.
Your phone call took me by surprise. Gee, it's been a long, long time since those hot and humid Texas nights when we went swimming at the end of time. Corpus Christi seems so far away, and I'm not talking about the miles. And there ain't much I wouldn't give today just to see one of your smiles. But here I sit alone in Denver, sipping the California wine. I got all night to remember. It's a thousand miles or more from here to your front door. I'll be there tomorrow if I live today. And I just pick up my guitar. You know it's really not that far. When you called, you'd said I'd have a place to stay. But here I am in Denver, sipping California wine. To remember you, I'm in a lost state of mind. And I got all night to remember you, I'm in a lost state of mind.
State of Mind there, Demet O'Hara is that gentleman's name there. Next up here is a brand new single I'm going to give you this time, and this is from a young man from Newton Cunningham. His name is Simon Peters and it's called Fishing Forever.
Stuff's about to drag me down, and I don't like to fight the traffic in and out of town. But when you change your job, it can really be a grind. Everybody needs a little relief, a place they can go to unwind. I was just wishing I could go fishing forever. Grandma came home and down to the hole on the river. Leave my worries behind, grab a little peace of mind. Things would be a whole lot better. I was just wishing I could go fishing forever. Time could be spent, but I need all the money that I can lay my hands on. I can't wait to get back on the lane and put me in a big one. I was just wishing I could go fishing forever. Grandma came home, went down to the pole on the river. Peace of mind, things would be a whole lot better. I was just wishing I could go fishing forever. I could go fishing forever. I'm
fishing you, go fishing forever.
Fishing Forever, that's the name of that one, and that's young Simon Peters there, so it is a great number there. Here's a brand new single release from Gundy Humphrey, this one called Beautiful Berlin.
Discover a haven of rest, where the sun sinks by night in the land of the west. I have looked for a rainbow beneath cloudy skies, and the wild loving prairie spangled fire. I've hiked through the north where the endy pines grow. It's the wolves and the bears in the black winter snow. I've traveled all climates, but none good I see like the night in when the people were free. In the city they call Berlin, I've slumbered beneath palm groves and clear running streams. But the sounds from the warm sea are haunting my dreams. I have mixed with the dancers my sorrow and wrath. But there's none like that mansion who's here by my side. I have hiked through the Northway, the pines glow, meet the wolves and the bears in the black winter snow. I have traveled all climates, but none could I see like the night in November when the people were free. None in the land more exciting to see than the wall coming down in the land of the free.
There you go, Beautiful Berlin. That's the same of that one there from Gundy Humphreys. There's a brand new one. Here's Rich McConnell this time and Nobody But a Fool.
Nobody but a fool would love you after the way you've done me. Broke every vow you made me, broke every rule. Through a lie-awake night, right you were outside, loving you with all her might. Nobody but a fool. Yesterday
Nobody But a Fool there. That there was a Rachel O'Connell. Hello, good afternoon, Catherine Scott and Sharon Seeliff. Sharon's over there in Detroit, Michigan there, so she says, good to have you. Here's Jim Devine this time, and if I can make a living.
If I can make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I've been doing what I love and loving what I do. If I can make a living out of loving you. Early in the morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I can make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I've been doing what I love and loving what I do. If I can make a living out of loving you. Loving at 8 to 5, never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I've been doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
Could make a living out of loving you there. That's what Jim Devine says there. So there he is. Hello there. Good afternoon. Catherine Scott and Margaret Sheenan. Hello, Margaret. And Liz Cairns Leggett there is all there. So it's great to have you all on board there, ladies. Good to have you. Here's Cleone Hagen this time in The Coat of Many Colors.
I go wondering once again, back to the seasons of my youth. I call a box of eggs someone gave us, and how my mama put those rags to use. They're rags of many colors, and every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in. Mama sewed the rags together, so with every piece for love, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. She sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made from only rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, I was rich as I could be, in my coat of many colors my mama made. On my breeches and holes in both my shoes, and my coat of many colors, I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing and making fun of me in my coat of many colors my mama made for me. Well, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich, and I told more than
coat of many colours there, that there being a Cleona Hagen. And that takes us just to 2 o'clock here, dead on 2 o'clock here, folks. Malcolm Pitcher here with you on irishradio.org, and I'll be with you here until 3 o'clock, as I say. My apologies for the late delay because of technical issues that I was having here. Here's Norman Borland, and before I play Norman, I just want to wish him well, because Norman, I think, was in hospital there, and Norman wasn't well for a while. But hopefully, I haven't heard anything about Norman, so if anybody can let me know what the story is, I'd be delighted to know how Norman's getting on. But here he is with a track from an album that he had out called Even the Man in the Moon is Crying. This is Gypsy Joe and Me.
We might have slept in a rail yard or camped by a river bank. We fed ourselves from the fruit of the land and quenched our thirst with the rain. We never did allow no roots to grow beneath our feet. Life was just no pattern for Gypsy Joe and me. All we had was each other and the rags upon our back, the closest thing to a home we knew, some abandoned shack. But we had all that we needed, free and simple for Gypsy Joe and me. Now Gypsy was my little dog, I found by a road in a ditch. So I named him Gypsy, cause that name just saved the fit. Oh, and Joe, he was my man, the flower of my soul. Though he never said he loved me, I just always sang. To know. While standing by the highway, coming for a ride, the speeding wheels of the passing car took Gypsy's life. I lost him where I found him, and his loss was misery. Now there's no more Gypsy, there's just Joe and me. Snow did fall and the night was cold and still, and the rags we wore were not enough. Joey caught a chill, and he told me that he loved me, and in my arms he slept. Now there's no more Gypsy, no more Joe, just me. While standing here on the edge of the bridge, looking down, I see the face of Joe.
Norman Borland there and Gypsy Joe and me there. I want to say a big hello this time to, let me see, Ian Rolston there. My cousin Ian there is on his lunch break there. And we have Shauna Cairns there, who's up there in Dunloy in County Antrim. And Michael Robertson is with us in Aberdeenshire there. Michael, a very good afternoon to you all. Here's my current single release, folks. This is my brand new one that was written, of course, by my partner Mary Bates. This is called Hoe Down Hearts and Wedding Bells.
Well, gather round, folks, it's a tale to be told about a love so strong, a sight to behold. Out in the country where wildflowers grow, two hearts come together ready to sow. They're dancing in the barn under the starry sky. A love so sweet it makes you high. With cowboy boots and dresses so fine, they're tying a knot neath that old oak sign. Hold down hearts and wedding bells. so swell. The fiddles playing and banjos strumming, two souls uniting, their journey's begun. She walked on the aisle in a gown of lace, a smile on her lips, a blush on her face. He stood there waiting, his heart full of pride, ready to make her his forever bride. They're dancing in the barn under the moon's embrace, a love so true it shines on their face. With laughter and joy and friends all around, they're building a life on solid ground. Hold down hearts and wedding bells, laughing and dancing, oh so swell. The fiddles playing and banjos strumming, two souls uniting, the journey's begun. Now the years have gone by, but their love's still aglow. Through ups and downs they continue to grow. With a family of their own and memories to share, they know that together they can conquer and dare. They're dancing in the barn as the years roll on, a love so enduring like the break of dawn. With wrinkles and laughter they've weathered life's gale, their love's like a classic, an old country tale. Hold down hearts and wedding bells, laughing and dancing, oh so swell. The fiddles playing and banjos strumming, two souls uniting, their journey's begun. Two souls uniting, their journey's begun.
Well, yeah, that's my brand new single there, folks, called Hold Down Hearts and Wedding Bells there. Of course, written by Mary Bates, and I'd really appreciate your votes for that, folks, on the irishradio.org poll charts there. Just go to the Irish Radio Facebook page, excuse me, and you can vote for your three songs there, and I appreciate your votes there, so would, as Mary was as well for her songs too. We'd appreciate it very, very much. Here's Seamus Fitzsimmons and Mary Hoey and 100,000 Reasons.
I've been looking through some memories, an old photograph or two. I've read every single letter that I ever got from you. And as this heart of mine is melting, and every I love you, and as the morning sun starts showing, I'm reminded why it's you. 'Cause I've given you 100, yeah, 100,000 reasons to just walk away and start anew. Even when I play the fool, you just keep on believing that when we said I do, it would take a whole lot more than 100,000 reasons.
Too many times, but you never seem to
100,000 Reasons, that's the name of that one there, and that's from Seamus Fitzsimmons and Mary Hoy. They're taking us to 10 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Who's up next here? This is the Ennis Brothers and the Spanish Lady.
As hiking down to Dublin City at the hour of 12 at night, who should I spy but a Spanish lady washing her feet by candlelight? First she washed them, then she dried them over a fire of amber coal. Now that outside air did see a girl so sweet about the soul. Whack for the tooraloora laddie, whack for the tooraloora lay. Whack for the tooraloora laddie, whack for the tooraloora lay. I sighted my true Dublin city at the hour of 8:30. Who should I spy but a Spanish lady brushing her hair in the broad daylight? First she brushed it, then she tossed it, on her lap was a silver comb. And all my life I ne'er did see a maid so fair since I did roam. Whack for the tooraloora laddie, whack for the tooraloora lay. Whack for the tooraloora laddie, whack for the tooraloora lay. City as
money and acres of land. I'm looking for a honey with a bit of money. Catch me if you can, my name is Dan, sure I'm your man. I like the caves and the stack of barley. I like the waltzes, the oil jigs and the reels. I go a swinging when Big Tom is singing. Catch me if you can, my name is Dan, sure I'm your man. And I'm off to Listenbarna at the end of the year. I'm off with a bit of crack, the women and the beer. I'm awful shifty for a man of 50. Catch me if you can, my name is Dan, sure I'm your man. I've got a brother, he's in the Garda. I've got an uncle way up there in the Dáil. He's quite a charmer, he's a mighty big farmer. Catch me if you can, my name is Dan, sure I'm your man. And to conclude now and finish my story, if there's a young one or an old one out there looking for a man, take a bus from Varna down to Listenbarna. Catch me if you can, my name is Dan, sure I'm your man. And I'm off to Listenbarna at the end of the year. For the bit of crack, the women and the beer. I'm a little shifty for a man of 50. Catch me if you can, my name is Dan, sure I'm your man. I'm a little shifty for a man of 50. Catch me if you can, my name is Dan, sure I'm your man.
That's Gary Gamble there. And Catch Me If You Can there. Sharon Seeliff is looking for Fergal Flaherty. I'll get Fergal after this here, so will Sharon. This is Robert Mazzell and Javin on the Old Dance Floor.
Everybody's out here for tonight. You polished up your dancing shoes and y'all a pretty sight. Everybody knows it, right here's the place to be. And I've got a funny feeling you'll dance tonight with me. Jiving on the old dance floor again, we're singing our favorite songs. The night is young, it's just begun, you're right where you belong. With the fiddle humming and the guitar strumming, there's the piano's in my soul. The night begins with the country king jiving on the old dance floor. Something in the music is deep down in my bones, and I can't stop these dancing feet when I hear those country songs. It's a certain kind of feeling no one can take away. When you let your feet tap to the beat and dance the night away. Jiving on the old dance floor again, we're singing our favorite.
That's Robert Mazzell, jiving on the old dance floor there. Sharon Sealer from Detroit, you looking to hear Ferg O'Flaherty? Well, here he is with the Mary from Dunloe.
Oh, then fare thee well, sweet Donegal. The Rosses and Guido, I'm crossing the main ocean, where the foam I spent many happy days. Fare thee well, two kind relations. I'm bound for a merry cave. Oh, then merry. My heart's delight, my pride and my only care. It was your cruel father that would not let me stay. The heart grows fond, and when I am o'er the main, may the Lord protect my darling girl till I return again. Seated on the grass, and by my side a bottle of wine, and on my knee a lass. I call before I will go, and I'd roll my Mary in my arms in the town of sweet Dunloe, and I'd
go there. That's Ferg O'Flaherty there, and Mary from Dunloe. I'm going to play this next track for you. I just cut it through just a wee moment ago. This is Dee Morrissey and a track called Ireland's Green Shores. Brand new one from Dee. That was Dee Morrissey and Ireland's Green Shores. That's her brand new one there. And here's her Auntie Louise, Louise Morrissey, and Just In Case.
Take you go.
you go, that's Louise Morrissey there, and just in case you change your mind there, I want to say hello to Ken Roberts in Australia. Hello, Ken, a very good afternoon to you, my friend, and Norman Rolston then, because Norman is with us there, tuned in, and Edith Russell is with us as well. I'm going to, this next track, I'm going to play a young lady, her name is Lauren McCrory, and there's a track from her. And it's called Next to You, Next to Me. The name of it. Lauren wanted to go again there. There you are. Here's the new one from Mary Bates this time, a song, self-written song from Mary called Brighter Than the Sea.
But his heart he knew she wasn't right. In the classroom he felt so small, drowning in words that made him fall. But deep inside a fire burned, a thirst for knowledge, a lesson learned. Shine, little star, don't you fade away. You're smarter than the words. see. Believe yourself and you'll be free. Shine, little star, don't you fade away. You're smarter than the words they say. Hold your head up, let your light glow. And your heart the truth will always show. As years went by, he proved them wrong. Broke through the doubts, emerged so strong. Teachers' remarks, his words in the past. For he found his worth and it forever last. Through every challenge he stood tall. Proving wrong the ones who watched him fall. Of doubt, no more pain. In his own journey he found his gain. Now he's a beacon, a guiding flame, igniting others to do the same. Teachers was lost in the melody of a song he sings in victory. Smarter than the words they say. Hold your head up, let your light glow. And your heart to truth will always show. Shine, little star, don't you fade away. You're smarter than the words they say. Hold your head up, let your light glow. And your heart to truth will always show.
There you go, us Mary Bates here and Brighter Than the Sea there. And Mary Van Ginwis has a great song on Catherine Scott. So there you are. Thank you all very much. I'll be sure to pass on your comments because Mary isn't here today. I'm sure she'd appreciate it there. Me love Mary there. How you doing? I hope you're keeping well there. Here's Chelsea Evans. That's a young lady who's going to be appearing in Lord Cheer. And here she is herself.
Hi everyone, Chelsea Evans here, and you're listening to Malcolm Fisher on irishradio.org for the best in Irish and country music.
He's a good old boy, good for nothing, good at lying, good at loving, good at leaving. When the rent comes due, he's a good old boy and I'm a good old girl, so I'll give him to you. Girl, if you're not a
There you go, a young lady going to be on Glory Cheer. Her name there is Chelsea Evans. Going to play this for Ken Roberts in Melbourne, Australia. This is Cyril Riley and Kevin Girl.
As I walk the road from Killeshandra, weary I sat down for 12 long miles around the lake to get to Cavan Town. Through Upter and the road I go, once seen beyond compare. Now I curse the time it takes to reach my cabin girl so fair. The autumn shades are on the leaves, the trees will soon be bare. Each red coat leaf around me seems the color of her hair. My gaze retreats to find my feet, and once again I'll sigh as the broken pools of sky reminds me the color of her eyes. At the Cavan Cross, each Sunday morning is where she can be found. As she seems to have the eye of every boy in Cavan Town. If my look will hold, I'll have the golden summer of her smile. And to break the hearts of Cavan men, she'll talk to me a while. So next Sunday evening finds me homeward, Killeshandra bound, to work the week till I return to court in Cavan Town. When asked if she would be my bride, at least she'll not say no. So next Sunday morning I'll rouse myself and back to her I'll go. As I walk the road from Killeshandra, weary I sat down. First 12 long miles around the lake to get to Cavan Town. Through Upter and the road I go. Now I curse the time it takes to reach my cabin girl so fair. Now I curse the time it takes to reach my cabin girl so fair.
Yeah, play that there for Ken Roberts in Australia. He wanted to hear that one there. That day, of course, was Cyril Riley and Kevin Girl. I'm just looking here what I'm doing next. The next one I'm going to play for you here this time is a brand new one from John McNichol and Declan Nerney. It's one called Working on My Next Broken Heart. you go, that's the new one there from John McNichol and Declan Nerney, Working My Next Broken Heart. Takes us a 10 minutes to there of three. Here's Jack Q and one more.
I was in the log on Friday night. The crack was good, the band was all right. I was drinking beer by the score as I asked the barman to put on one more. I want one more before I go out the door. I drank a rig porter and nearly hit the floor. And please, before you go, all I'm asking is I want one more. I started throwing chips out on the floor. I was getting thirsty more and more, and the barman, he was getting sour.
Takes me to my second last song of today. Hello to Patricia Higgity there. Hello, Patricia, how are you? And this is John Glenn. Why is Old Road calling me?
The path of glory has taken me around the world and back, and I often wonder what I've learned along the dusty track. Rounding bends, I'm making friends and answering highway's call. Hungry days and lonely nights, man, I've seen it all. So why is the old road calling me when you think by now it should know? I've a million miles behind me and it's time for me to go.
I've rolled the dice in Vegas, got high in Amsterdam, and I've spent some time in New York town, a sad and lonely man. But the buzz of standing on the stage and the message in my songs clear the dark clouds from my mind and help me move along. So why is the old road calling me when you think by now it should know I'm a million miles behind me and it's time for me to go? Soul, there is no rest, and the journey never ends. And life's eternal traveling sight will always be his friend. But the wheel of life keeps turning, and old Father Time moves on. So maybe now it's time for someone else to sing my songs. So why is the old road calling me when you'd think by now it should know? I've a million miles behind me and it's time for me to go. I've a million miles behind me and it's time for me to go.
Okay, folks, that brings me to the end of my show here today on irishradio.org. Appreciate being here and listening in and tuned in. Thank you all so, so much indeed. I'll be back to do it again with you all next week again, folks. So stay tuned for that next Tuesday and Wednesday from 1 to 3. I'm going to leave you this time with Shania Twain and Any Man of Mine. So until next week, take care, bye-bye. And have yourselves a brilliant St. Patrick's weekend, or wherever you're celebrating it. Have a great St. Patrick's Day.
But he better be on time. Every man of mine will say it fits just right when life's used. This is just a little too tight. And anything I do will say that be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear.